Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zottke here with Aaron Tielitz, friend of the show. And, of course, we'd like to also thank the legendary Great Lakes Dragway, along with David Hobbs Honda, for their support. We're up at Road America this weekend for the IMSA weekend. And I had a friend of mine say that I've been saying IMSA. That's my Wisconsin accent all this time. It's IMSA, not IMSA. My Milwaukee-ness is showing. Yep. So, Aaron, thanks for coming on the show again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool watching you a couple weeks ago down at Sebring, you and your fellow driver Jack Hawksworth driving your Lexus to victory. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, the team, the Aim Pass for Sullivan team, has just been doing a phenomenal job here in 2020, getting our cars prepped after the long shutdown for Daytona and Sebring. I mean, those guys have just been killing it. You know, and it helps Jack and I when we've got, good equipment to drive. Everything's been holding together, and then Jack and I just have to do our job on the racetrack. Makes it easier.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Jimmy Vassar, too, being part of the team, co-owner and that. How is he working with, is he tutor you guys along at all, or just is there a situation where he's kind of stepped up and helped you guys out, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy is the team owner, and he helps out with strategy. He's the gel that keeps the team together. He's not going to butt in or take charge of anything that he doesn't need to stick his head into. But if you've got questions, concerns, comments, you always bring it up to Jimmy. Jimmy's going to get the job done.
And working with Jack Hawksworth, we had Jack on a couple years ago when he was running with Foyt with the IndyCar series. A very, very astute driver from England. How is he working as a teammate?
He's great as a teammate. He comes from a similar background as me, coming up through the road to Indy. He knows that whole system there, and so then to plop me right into the Lexus with Aimvaster Sullivan with Jack as my teammate, it just makes it really easy for me to get up to speed, to not make any silly rookie mistakes yet, fingers crossed, because Jack's been so helpful on helping me to avoid those pitfalls.
And how's the transition been, you know, with you, open wheel background, lighter cars, and I mean, still a heavier car, but a full-body sedan. How's that transition been for you?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird at first, you know. You can't see the tires. We've got ABS. We've got traction control. A lot more bells and whistles in the car. It's also really hot in the race car. I think a lot of people might not know that, but we don't have air conditioning in GT cars, so it just gets stifling hot in there, which is different from open wheel as well. But you know what? Once you've done a few laps, it's just another race car, honestly. And so, as a race car driver, your job's to get the most out of it. So that's what we do.
How much, you know, especially, it seems like this year especially, it seems like heat has been more of a factor with drivers. How important, like, for somebody like you, you do a lot of mountain biking, you're in shape. How does that help you when you're doing a race?
Yeah, I mean, in sports car racing, it's not like we're being physically taxed a ton. We've got power steering, we've got ABS, we have all these assists that you'd think should make it easy to drive, but then when the cockpit gets up to 130 degrees, your body's still got to operate at a really high level when it's that hot. And so, yeah, doing a lot of kind of more endurance style training, lots of running and biking where you're hot for an extended period of time and your heart rate is not really, really high, but just at a moderate rate, I think that's the best way to train for sports car racing.
Well, you know, NASCAR legend Bobby Allison used to drive around Hueytown, Alabama in the winter. He'd roll up the windows and turn the heat on full bore.
You got to.
And that's how he got used to it. So is it a situation where you're just continually acclimating yourself to that weather that helps you?
Yes. I think that's a lot of it. And then just the more you drive in the car and you get used to the temperature, that's going to help you too. It was a bigger shock to me last year when it was my first time in the car.
Sure.
You know, I remember getting out of the car at 12 hours of Sebring last year and sticking my head in the whole ice cooler just to cool off. But now, you know, a little bit more used to it, a little bit more acclimated.
I thought it was funny. I think it was Townsend Bell that mentioned somebody was getting ice and it literally poured on them. He says, that's a good idea, but only if you have a hole in the seat because you can kind of cook yourself down under. Is that true? It gets that hot. The water, I've heard this where it feels good for a while, but that water actually turns warm. It's quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take an ice bath while you're sitting in your seat.
Okay.
Because then the ice is just all going to melt, and then the water is going to be 130 degree water. And so you don't want that either.
Okay. And then how Indy Lights, open cockpit. Now, you know, with the Indy cars, they have the visor and everything around the cockpit. But when you were driving last year in Indy Lights and previously, I mean, how much of a difference? I mean, is it that much of a difference cooler? Because, I mean, the cars are built for the air to go over the cockpit, but it was that much cooler?
It's still that much cooler. You know, your face, your head is getting air. Air is coming in through your helmet. You know, you're still cooler, and the air is moving around you too, which is different. When you're in a closed cockpit GT car, the air is not moving inside the cockpit. It's just stationary. You know, air is not flowing through the cockpit because that would be an aerodynamic drag if you had air.
I'm trying to remember. I saw the in-car, but I don't remember it now. Do you guys have the air vent going into the helmet?
Yep. We have an air blower that blows into our helmet.
And that goes into a cooler?
Yep, it goes into a little cooler. So we do get cool air that blows into our helmet, which keeps at least your head cool.
Keep the head cool, and that helps.
That helps a lot.
And then if the head is cool, the body will follow, as they say.
Yep.
In wrestling and in
racing. Yeah.
So, well, Aaron, appreciate it. We're talking to Aaron Tielitz. You can see him this week at Road America, driving for the AIM Vassar Sullivan Lexus. Good-looking car.
It's a great-looking car, and you're not going to be able to miss it. You're gonna see it no matter what.
There's two of them out there. There's number 12. We like that car, but we like the 14 car better.
That's right. We like the 14 car better. It'll have Rice Lake Wang Systems logos on the door and as a bumper sticker.
Yeah, as we met, we saw each other last week up at downtown Elkhart Lake. I mentioned that it was beautiful. You could see it during the Sebring broadcast. Rice Lake, there it was. So we certainly appreciate their support and supporting your career. And it's good to see you back in the car, man. I really appreciate it.
It's good to be back in the car. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Aaron. That's Aaron Tielitz joining us on the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and David Hobbs Honda. We'll be back after this in just a moment.
Right on. Awesome. Hey, thanks, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.